Podcast Report, episode number 29.
Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Report,
the show devoted to bringing you the latest news and updates regarding the podcasting track of New Media Expo, the largest new media event in the world. Now, here are your hosts, the Podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft and Eric Fisher.
That's right, my friends, we are back. And today, Eric and I are joined by none other than co-founder and CEO of Blog World / New Media Expo, Rick Calvert. Rick, how's it going, my friend?
It's going fantastic. How are you, Cliff?
I have never been better. It gets better every single day. Eric, how things going with you, my friend?
They're going well. I've been watching through the Ocean's 11 trilogy to get ready for Vegas.
We're going to pull this heist off and nobody will ever know.
It's going to work.
I've been actually doing that whole, what's that magician movie that came out? Well, Now You See Me. Yeah, I've been practicing a couple moves there.
Everybody tells me I shouldn't be getting any sleep, but I've been...
That's what I was going to ask you.
Charlotte only wakes up a couple times during the night. Angie's the only one who can feed her right now, so I usually get up for one diaper change and... But yeah, she's been just amazing and beautiful and has not cost us too much sleep so far.
Well, we hear her in the background and she sounds like she's ready for New Media Expo.
Yep, she's making her first appearance.
Awesome. She'll be at the show?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow, that'll be very interesting. Yeah. Well, it'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Of course, we've got a couple things we want to cover here in this episode. We're just literally weeks before the conference at this point. And I know, Rick, there are some people out there who have not yet signed up. This podcast episode is coming out on Monday, December 2nd, which is also known as Cyber Monday. Do you want to share with folks a special deal that's going on out there?
Yes. So we have a amazing deal for people on Cyber Monday, 40% off all New Media Expo passes. And if you're hearing this podcast on Cyber Monday, you missed Black Friday, where we sold passes for 50% off. But still, pretty amazing deal to save 40% off on a New Media Expo pass. So if you haven't done it yet and you've had different excuses of why you haven't, now the cost definitely isn't one of them.
Exactly. And of course, it's worth full price just to come simply because of the fact that this is an investment in, how did you say it, Eric?
I actually went and listened back to my episode of my show with you, which actually is coming out the same day as this. So this will, once you finish this, go listen to that.
Both plug. Barrels we're hitting them with.
Shameless plug. But you really hit it on the head when you said you owe it to yourself to make yourself better at what you do. And that's exactly what New Media Expo is for everybody involved in the new media revolution. And you even have some examples of people who, including myself, who went to the conference and then walked away ready to launch.
Well, and I also said, on your show, Eric, that this isn't just applicable to New Media Expo. It's for whatever you do, whatever business you're in, you should go to that industry event and invest that time in, learning who the key players are, networking with, potential business partners and potential customers and your peers, and learn everything you can to make yourself better at what you do. And obviously, New Media Expo. That's what we provide for new media content creators. But yeah, John Lee Dumas is one that we talked about. He came to our show in 2012 in New York. I believe he met you there, Cliff. And he came away from the show and said, I'm quitting my job and I'm starting a podcast right now. I've been thinking about it. I've learned everything I need to know at the show. And now, just a little over a year later, he's the number two business podcast on iTunes.
Absolutely. He's definitely somebody who... used the opportunity to network and to share his vision and his brand, and had so much passion that he gained the attention of a lot of people. And that's exactly what you can do at this conference. And, it reminds me of the very first time I attended a conference where I was kind of apprehensive. Is it really going to be worth me spending the money to travel and to get a hotel and pay all these fees and all this other stuff? would it be worth it? And I remember the time I wrote an email to CC Chapman. He says, Cliff, that's totally up to you whether or not you can make it worth your while. It's how devoted are you to really communicate who you are and what your vision and what your mission is. And I really took that to heart. And of course, when I went to that particular conference, I came away with a ton of valuable relationships that really helped propel me forward. And I know that New Media Expo is going to be that for a lot of people out there.
Even if you
talk about how it's an investment many, many times. And that's what I'm taking to heart myself.
Even if you only go to an event, again, this doesn't apply. Everything we're saying is not just for New Media Expo. It's for any industry event in any industry that there is. If you only go to meet people that you would normally never get to see, and in the new media world, people that you've built friendships with over years, this is your one opportunity to see them face to face, maybe all year long. Even if you go for that, I think it's worthwhile. But if you're trying to build a bigger audience, if you're trying to create better content, if you're trying to figure out, like you did, Cliff, you know, famously a few short years ago, figure out how to turn this passion of yours into a business, then that's what we teach you at New Media Expo. Or take your business to the next level. I mean, that's what New Media Expo is for.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that we're taking to a whole new level this year, and something that I know that you're excited to tell everybody about, Rick, is the fact that the Podcast Awards was such a huge success last year that we're taking things to a whole new level there. Do you want to share, folks, with some of the changes that are coming this year?
Well, first of all, kudos to Todd and his team for the 9th annual Podcast Awards, and the biggest ever. They had over 5,000 podcasts nominated this year.
Wow.
for awards, which is almost 1,000 people more than last year. That's pretty amazing. And we are sending out an invitation to all 5,000 of those podcasters to come and attend the awards live this year at New Media Expo on January 5th.
Sweet. And so it's going to be January 5th. And also, I happen to know that we're actually putting this on in the main keynote hall this year. So
yep.
Taking center stage.
So last year, you know, we had a good size room, and it was standing room only. We had 300 plus people in the room. And I mean, it was for everybody that was there. It was a pretty amazing feeling. It was kind of like a reunion, right? Because yeah. Todd's done this for a few years in his office virtually. So we could all only watch the live stream. And everybody was there, and it just felt like, again, a reunion. People who hadn't seen each other for years were there, and it was amazing. I mean, the ESPN guys, I keep thinking back. You would have thought they'd won an Emmy or an Oscar or something. They were so excited, and, you know, this is ESPN. This isn't, you know, somebody like us with a, you know, mom-and-pop show. I mean, this is a huge television network, and they were so excited, and now they're speaking in the podcasting track this year. So, I mean, they're part of this podcasting community. So we said, okay, Podcast Awards is growing. We've got more nominees than ever. We've got to move this to the big stage this year, and we will also kick up the level of the production of the awards as well. It'll feel a little bit more like a red carpet event, kind of like, you know, something you'd see on TV, like an Emmys or an Oscars.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that limo ride to the front curb.
I was going to say, I'm renting my tux.
And all the paparazzi.
That's awesome. Yeah, and in fact, welcome to ESPN Pod Center. Wait, Don't Go is the session that all those ESPN podcasters are putting together. Keith Goralski, and then there's Matthew Berry, Nate Ravitz, and Jay Soderberg. All
Pod
four.
Pod Vader.
Yes, Pod Vader. Those guys are all coming together to share their experience of what it takes to not only gain an audience, or not what it takes just to gain an audience, but what it takes to keep an audience. And their reason and the purpose behind their actual podcast, the messages is, think, you know, a lot of people say, oh, sure, you're ESPN. You know, obviously you're going to have a successful show. And they're like, well, you know, we thought so too. But the reality is that, yeah, the name can draw them in, but the content is what it has to be stellar to actually keep those people. There's a bar that has been set for what people expect as far as quality and content, and it's important for us to to deliver. And so they're going to share their experiences of figuring that out. And it's like literally the title of the session, Welcome to ESPN Pod Center. Wait, don't go.
Nice.
Did you either of you guys hear the little promo they did for the podcast awards on their fantasy football podcast?
Yes, I did. I heard that because they actually did, somebody sent me an email to it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I mean, they, you know, made such a big deal of it. And they said, wow, this is a really prestigious event. And we can't believe they invited us to come to it. And it was just really funny.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I'll tell you, that is very cool. Big podcast awards. That's going to be on Sunday, the January the 5th, main keynote stage at 6 p.m. Certainly make sure that you attend and plan to stay a little bit afterwards, because I happen to know that my favorite networking event at last year's conference, as far as an official event of the conference, was just following the podcast awards. We had kind of like, you might call it like a little cocktail party, but it was a little networking gathering where it was just people talking and sharing. There wasn't loud music or any flashing lights or disco balls or anything like that. It was just this awesome community of people. And the only reason why you had to raise your voice is because there was so much conversation happening.
Yeah, we call it a cocktail slash networking reception. And it's in the New Media Lounge, which is right across the hall from the keynote. And yeah, it was definitely one of the highlights of the event last year. And we'll be doing it again this year.
Awesome. I know that Leo Laporte has committed to coming back, and he will be doing a keynote and a special session with CashFly. Do you know what they're talking about in the CashFly session?
I have no idea what they're talking about in the CashFly session. I'm sorry to say.
That's all right.
But I know it's a session that Leo wanted to do in particular, and Leo is also, again, doing another keynote at the show, and he will have a couple of special guests as well for that keynote that we will announce hopefully on the next podcast report.
Well, anybody who knows me knows that I'm a massive Leo Laporte fan, and so I'm looking forward to that, no doubt whatsoever. And it doesn't matter to me who the special guests are or what the CashFly session is going to be about. I'm looking forward to attending those, and Leo always brings a good vibe, I think. And I certainly, As somebody who, you know, in at least in my sphere, and I know that there are different spheres within the podcasting community, but in my technology slash business sphere, you know, Leo Laporte's been one of the most successful people that I follow. And when it comes to, you know, making a career out of podcasting, generating serious amounts of income and stuff like that. And the fact that, you know, he's still a part of this community and supporting it. I'm absolutely thrilled to know that he's coming back again this year.
Well, one of the things, sorry, Eric, go ahead.
I was going to say, last year, one of the highlights for me, what I saw was the fact that Leo did such an awesome job at doing his keynote. And so I'm really excited to see what he has to say this time.
Yeah.
And Cliff was sitting in the front row like a starstruck teenager. Yeah.
With his autograph book. And
yeah. But the thing that most impressed me, I mean, his keynote was a highlight of the show last year.
It was.
He did a fantastic job, and I've seen Leo talk a dozen times at least, but this was a really good talk. But what impressed me the most was when he hosted the podcast awards last year, he knew half the people in the room, it seemed, and every nominee. And, you know, Leo was just reminiscing with people about, you know, when they started their podcast and, you know, different little, you know, stories and adventures that he'd been through together. And he really is a part of this community. And I think that transcends just that business or technology space. I think I ask people all the time, and I think I've told you this before, Cliff, I ask people all the time if they know Robert Scoble. You know, who's a real famous technology blogger and podcaster. And 90% of the time they say no. And I remind Robert of that all the time. but with Leo, when I ask, do you know who Leo Laporte is? People say, yeah, I know who Leo Laporte is. Of course, you know, he's the tech guy. And so I think he's one of those transcendent podcasters that a lot of people know, kind of no matter what space they're in.
Well, and I think a lot of it, you're absolutely right. And the one thing that I know about Leo is that, and by the way, this isn't the Leo Laporte fan podcast, I promise. But anyway, the one thing I know about Leo is that he genuinely does remember who people are, and he cares about people greatly. But the other part of it is that Leo was there in the beginning. I mean, he was one of the early pioneers. And, you know, today, it's still weird for me to say this. There are only 225,000 or so audio podcasts in existence. And that relatively, that is still a very small number when you compare this to other channels that are available out there.
Compared to hundreds of millions of blogs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but the reality is that in 2005, there were only maybe 100 or a couple hundred podcasters. And,
right.
And so we all, and we did have the various different, you know, focuses of our shows, but all the technology guys knew about the adult humor, podcast, and the adult humor podcast all knew about, you know, the Catholic podcast, and we all kind of knew each other. And so that is a little bit of that that's carried forward. And, I'm glad to see all of those various communities, while so many things have branched out from underneath them, where some of them don't know, you know, the others exist, you know, as in, you know, three or four generations down, you still see the original people very much connected to one another, networking with one another.
And again, Cliff, just to jump in, I think, again, that's one of those very important things about coming to an event like New Media Expo is that people should be connected with each other in that way. You should be aware of the guys at the ESPN podcast, or you should be aware of, you know, people like Gabby Hilton, if you're not a fiction podcaster. I mean, you should be aware of those other people, even if they're not directly related to what you do, because you can learn from them. You can learn from their experience and make you better at what you do.
You mentioned that, and one of the things that I'll let you explain a little bit more, we are adding a third room this year in response to a vision that you had for the podcasting track, and it has to do with fiction podcasters. You want to share people a little bit about what your vision is there?
Well, one of the things that I had noticed, you know, we had done a pretty significant outreach to the podcasting community in general when we changed the name of the show to New Media Expo, and you know, we really wanted to reinvigorate the podcasting track and the presence of podcasters at the show. And so I called a lot of people up and I asked them, you know, why aren't you coming to the show? What is it that, you know, we're not giving you? And a lot of fiction podcasters I found were more interested in the art of content creation versus the science of content creation. You know, we talk a lot about conversions, we talk about monetization, we talk about analytics and all those sort of things. And they want to talk about how to select a cast of voice actors and how to build story and how to develop storylines and build characters. It's just a different focus, and the way that they monetize their content is so different than the way a lot of other podcasters do. And so I know I mentioned to you, Cliff, I think it's important and that we have a track specifically for fiction podcasters. And I know Renee Chambliss has helped us put that together this year. And one of the things that they're doing, which I've seen them do at other conferences, which I think is great, are we're going to do some live podcasts as several of our sessions where they're going to create a fiction podcast on the spot with the audience in the room. So you're going to have the different characters. You're going to see the story kind of develop right there in front of you, which I think will give a lot of people some insight into kind of how these types of podcasts are created.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to it. And not only that, but I love the fact that, we brought in some of the fiction podcast community last year, and we're bringing even more back. Actually, most everyone except for one person who just had a schedule conflict, all of them have come back again this year, and they've brought more with them. We actually have filled an entire room of nothing but podcasting sessions. And these live shows, what they're going to do is each show is going to be different. And they're going to choose a story from somebody who's written a fiction story. And they're actually going to, from, you know, the various different fiction podcast community people there, they're actually going to pull together and volunteer to voice certain parts of these stories and make it come to life right in front of the audience. And I think they're also planning on doing that and then also doing some Q&A right afterwards about how do you do this and how do you accomplish that. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds really exciting.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, those live shows aren't the same exact thing as maybe broadcasting a live show from the podcast pavilion, right?
Yeah, there's a big difference there. Of course, the podcast pavilion, I think probably it would be good to just let people know what we're talking about when we call something a live show. It's not broadcasting live. What we mean is that it's being recorded in front of a live audience, or it's live at the place. So the audience is going to see everything happening live, but it's not going to be streamed on the internet or broadcasted out on the internet. And the same, by the way, the same is true for the podcast pavilion. The podcast pavilion, all those live shows, they're not being streamed out live to a live audience, but they are happening in front of a live group of people, live from the event kind of thing is when it's being recorded. So just want to clarify that.
So it's to get that energy from the crowd.
Yes.
And people can talk about things that are happening at the show, people that they met, things that they may have learned in different sessions. I think another important thing to point out in the podcasting pavilion, all podcasters are welcomed and encouraged to contact us and say, hey, I'd like to do a podcast in the podcast pavilion. We've got all the gear all set up. All you have to do is show up and do your show.
Yeah, and if you want to register for that, Megan Enlow, a.k.a. Podcast Junkie, is the person who is heading up the schedule for that. I do know that there are some spots open. The easiest way to get in touch with her, I would say, is probably hitting her up on Twitter using the Twitter account NMX Podcast.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So mentioning not only, you know, branching out and to understanding some other people exist. New Media Expo is the new name of the conference. It's not just a blogging conference, but it's not just blogging and podcasting. There's also web TV as well. And from what I understand is there's actually another awards show that's going to be happening on January 7th.
Yeah, the International Academy of Web Television Awards. And this really is the Oscars for the internet. This will be the third year for the award show. I attended both years previous, and we are. New Media Expo is producing this award show this year. That'll be on January 7th, again at the Rio in the keynote room at 6 p.m., and the biggest stars of internet video will be there. They've had people there in the past like Chris Hardwick, Kevin Pollak, Felicia Day is a staple there. She's there every year. Lots of other cast members from the Guild, people from Machinima, from Maker Studios, from Smosh are all there. Lots of other people that you'll know on YouTube, YouTube stars like Mystery Guitar Man, people like that. Those are the kind of people you'll see at the Web TV Awards. And again, it's a red carpet event. There actually is paparazzi who comes to that show. And it's really cool. I mean, web TV, a lot of people say this year is the year of podcasting. Last year's when I noticed it, and I think this year is, you've heard people like Kevin Spacey say, you know, internet television is here to stay.
Yeah.
This is when, and you've got people like Netflix, just like in podcasting, right? We have, Podcast One and Stitcher Radio and iHeartRadio are in the space of podcasting now in a really big way. Now you've got Sony, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, Netflix, Amazon, all in the web TV business in a really big way.
Yeah, big, exciting things happening. And again, I encourage people to get out there and mingle and see what people are doing in the web TV space and also in the blogging space. So there's going to be so many different things. Real quickly, before we wrap up here, I know that there are still some last-minute negotiations on some keynotes, and we're recording this too early to make some announcements, but I do know that we can tell people a little bit about Lee Oden and Bernie Sue. So who do you want to start off with?
So Lee Oden has come to the show for many years. He's given a super session, I think, the last 2 years. Lee is one of the people who told me, you know, when I come to New Media Expo, it's like seeing three different groups of people that I have to go to three different shows to see. He is a social media marketing guy who comes from the PR world with expertise in SEO. And Lee always delivers an amazing talk with really information packed content. I mean, he will give you real information that you can take and use for your content, whether you're a blogger, podcaster, or a web TV creator, immediately.
Nice.
He's a really smart guy. Also, Bernie Sue, you guys probably haven't heard of because you're not teenage girls, heard of the Lizzie Bennett Diaries, but this is basically a breakthrough web TV series that is the Pride and Prejudice story from Jane Austen told in modern day. And it starts off with the main character basically talking to her webcam like she's talking to her friends, talking about this new guy who's come to town, and then her sister comes in. And it's if you know the Pride and Prejudice story, and anybody who's married has sat through that movie before, you recognize those characters and who they are. And the cool thing is, again, it's told in the modern day. They're talking to their webcams, but then they're each interacting with each other on their Tumblr blogs via Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest. And then they're also talking to the fans. I mean, it's a really, really cool idea. And anyway, Bernie Sue is a co-producer and head writer for the Lizzie Bennett Diaries. And so we're excited to have him there. Another name I didn't mention before we started is Greg Benson will be our host of that keynote. That'll be on January 6th that afternoon. Bernie will be one of his guests. We've got a couple more still to announce. But Greg is also a pioneer in the web TV space, and his wife, Kim Evie, is co-producer and a star of a show called The Guild, which anybody who's a World of Warcraft fan knows The Guild. It's an awesome web TV show that I geek out on because I used to play World of Warcraft. So, and lots of other stuff coming too. Julian Smith, another keynote speaker that we have. And we have a few more coming up as well that we'll be announcing soon.
Excellent. Well, my friends, as you can tell, there is going to be plenty to consume at this event. And we certainly encourage you, if you haven't done so already, and you happen to actually be listening to this the day that it's released on Cyber Monday, go and get your 40% off. But for those of you who may have missed that, don't worry. It is still worth every single penny, and there is still time for you to register and come see us at New Media Expo. We will see you guys there in Vegas. Rick, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Cliff.
You have been listening to the Podcast Report.
New Media Expo 2014 is just around the corner. January 4th, 5th, and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't delay. You do not want to miss this opportunity to network with the largest community of podcasters, bloggers, video web TV producers, and social media experts from around the world.
Book your ticket now at nmxlive.com.
We hope to see you in Las Vegas.